Texts of Islamist Killers Spoke of Church Carnage Before Beheading of French Priest. By Chris Tomlinson on July 10, 2021. Text messages of the two Islamist men who murdered Father Jacques Camel and a sponsor in Syria reveal how the terrorists chose to target the elderly priest. 5 years after the deadly attack which saw Father Jacques Camel murdered in his church while delivering Mass in Normandy, French media have published text messages of Islamist attackers Abdel Malik Batitjan and Adil Kermish and their sponsor Rashid Kassim, an Islamic State member in Syria, believed to have originated from Rouen in the Loire Valley. Batitjan is revealed to have messaged Kassim asking for advice on targets, saying, "Is a synagogue good?" with a man from Syria responding that nightclubs and cafes were better targets, Le Point reports. Kermish wrote to another radical Islamist asking about joining the terror group in the Middle East or committing an attack in France. Kermish was told by the contact that the terror group was specifically looking for ex-soldiers, scientists or science students, and computer scientists, and that those without the relevant skills should serve the cause by committing a suicide bombing. Other texts from the pair's sponsor gave instructions on committing their terrorist attack, including, "You take a knife, you go to a church, you do some carnage, you slice two or three heads, it's good." Kassim continued to order the two men to shoot videos pledging their allegiance to the Islamic State and former leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and stated that he was eager to see them on France's broadcaster BFM TV after their attack. "Have no mercy for these people," he wrote. The final text message was sent 6 days before Kermish and Batitjan stormed the Saint Etienne du Rouvray Church and murdered Father Hamel by slitting his throat. Hamel's words just before death were said to have been, "Be gone, Satan." The jihadists were subsequently shot by the police. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.